We thank God for another good morning that God has given us to listen to his word. And it is not by might or power, but by the Spirit of God. So we are studying the Bible, and we have been looking at 1 Corinthians chapter 12. So if we can open our Bible to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And this is a letter that was written by Paul, and he was writing to the Corinthian church. And this church was in a town called Corinth, where he had founded it, and he was teaching them. Now, one of the things that he had started to explain to them in chapter 12, verse 1, the Bible says, "Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I do not want you to be ignorant. You know that you are Gentiles, carried away to these dumb idols, however you are led. Therefore, I make known to you that no one speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed, and no one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit." So one of the things that we said yesterday when we were studying the word, we said that Paul did not want the Corinthian church to be ignorant about the Spirit, about the Holy Spirit, or about things that are happening in the spiritual world. And one of the things that he wants them to understand is about spiritual gifts. Now, as a Christian, when you give your life to Jesus, what happens is that your spirit is regenerated. You are born again. Anyone that is not a Christian, their spirit is dead. They are spiritually dead. They are just living from their minds and from their body. So human being has three parts. He has the body, he has the mind or the soul, and he also has the spirit. So now when man sinned, the spirit died. We became spiritually dead, and this is what happened when Adam sinned. And so everyone that is not in Christ is spiritually dead. But then when you give your life to Jesus, then God makes you alive in the spirit. You become spiritually alive, and by you becoming spiritually alive, you receive the Holy Spirit in your heart. And 1 Corinthians 6 verse 17 tells us that he that is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. So now the Holy Spirit becomes inside you and lives with your spirit. There is a uniting of your spirit and the Holy Spirit, and that is what makes you a new creation. So in that new creation that you are made, it is one spirit. So the Holy Spirit that comes to make your spirit alive then gives you certain spiritual gifts. Now, we say that the Holy Spirit is like wind. For example, you can hear the wind, you can feel the wind blowing, you can see it bend things, but you cannot touch the wind, okay? So the Holy Spirit is not a tangible thing, is not something that can be caught in a hand, because he is spirit. So spirit is not physical. So we know that spirit is not physical. So because the spirit is not physical, then we have what we call manifestation of the spirit, signs or evidences that show us that the Holy Spirit is there. Now, one of the things that we know that the evidences of the Holy Spirit, and this is what we read from verse 4, it says, there are diversities of gifts, but the same spirit. There are differences of ministries or differences of administration, by the same Lord, and there are diversities of activities or diversities of operations, but it is the same God who works all in all. Now, what does that mean? It means that let me just finish that part. Verse 7 says, but by the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. Now, God ensures that everyone that has received the Holy Spirit is given a unique manifestation of the Holy Spirit. You cannot be a Christian without receiving the Holy Spirit. Now, when you receive the Holy Spirit, he will give you a certain sign or a certain evidence that you have received him. And one of the things that the Bible is telling us, the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. That means each and every one of us is going to receive a manifestation of the Spirit. At a minimum, God gives a minimum one gift. And this is what the Bible says, to each one is given the manifestation of the Spirit. So everyone receives the manifestation of the Spirit. The Bible says it is the same God who works all in all. Now we are going to read what are these gifts of the Holy Spirit that are listed here, and we are going to have a simplified understanding of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and then slowly by slowly we'll start to pick one or two here and give understanding. So verse 8 says, 1 Corinthians 12 verse 8, it says that, for to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as He wills. So just before we look at the gifts, I'm going to say what are some of the things that we learn from, or what is really the purpose of these gifts that God is giving. Number one, we can see is that the gifts come from God, and it is God that gives them as He wishes. The Bible says He gives them individually to everyone as He wills. So it is God who decides who to give and for what purpose, and He decides at which point He will give you. So as we walk with Jesus, we are going to be given certain gifts by the Holy Spirit. Now, the Bible tells us that to one He gives the Spirit or the word of wisdom. What is wisdom? Wisdom is direction, knowing what to do. Remember, you know, in this Christian walk, you're going to face certain situations that you will not know what to do. For example, maybe you meet someone and they want to direct you. You have two jobs that you want to do. You have two jobs that have come before you, and you don't know which one is right. Do I take the right or do I take the left? Now, wisdom is when the Holy Spirit gives you clear direction of what to do. Now, for example, in the Bible, we can give an example of the word of wisdom is the time of when the disciples in Jerusalem, they were trying to wonder, what are they going to do about how to preach to the Gentiles? Remember, in that time there was a problem where Gentiles were being forced by the Jews to be circumcised, that if they are not circumcised, they are not going to be Christians. But then we know that the Gentiles were not circumcising. It was only the Jews that were circumcising. And so now the Gentiles wanted to ask the church, what is it that we must do? What is the right thing? And when they went and they asked the church, and, you know, there was a big meeting that people sat down, and James eventually stands up and says, this is what we feel is good. For the Gentiles, they should not take blood. They should not eat food sacrificed to idols. They should not, you know, commit sexual immorality. But also, they do not need to be circumcised. As long as they take care of the poor and they continue sharing in the love, that is enough. Now, in that way, it was able to solve a big issue that would have divided the church. Now, what is clear is that God gives you a word of wisdom. That means it might not be the whole portion, but it is a part of it. Now, word of wisdom is, remember, it shows us that it comes from God. And you have to seek it. And even as you live in your life, there are times that you're going to need wisdom from God. Maybe even for marriage. You might need to know, do I marry this person? Or maybe as a lady, you have received 3 or 4 proposals. Then you will need to decide among the three who is the right person that God is saying, or it might be one of them or it might be none of them. Now think of it, or even as a man, you want to decide whether to, you know, to marry, who to marry, you need to ask God and to pray to God for wisdom, and God will give you wisdom of who to marry, of where to stay. Even you might be in a decision, do I stay in this town or do I move somewhere else? It is God who will give you wisdom. So the word of wisdom is a manifestation of the Spirit. Now, one of the things that the Bible tells us, that the entrance of your word brings light and understanding to the simple. God's word is able to make you wise. The more you study the word of God, the more you study what God is teaching, He is able to make you wise. So, as we said, that the Holy Spirit comes to give us a word of wisdom, a manifestation of a word of wisdom. Now, I want to compare the two, word of wisdom and word of knowledge, because at times we easily confuse them, because knowledge is information. What do I mean by that? Knowledge is information. It gives you a fact about something that you will not have known naturally. Now, for example, if, you know, like, let's say when Jesus was meeting with the, maybe an example from the Bible, Jesus meets with this woman that was coming to the well, the Samaritan woman, and Jesus asks her, give me a cup of water to drink. And this you can read in John chapter 4, the Gospel of John. Draw me for water. And the woman asks, how can you, a Jew, ask me for water? Because I am a Samaritan. But then, eventually Jesus tells her that, if you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for water, you would have asked Him and He would have given you living water. And then she asked, where is this living water? And then eventually they get into a conversation. Then Jesus tells her something. Go and call your husband. Then she says, I have no husband. Then Jesus said, what you have said is true, because you have had five husbands and the one you have is not your husband. You have had five men and the one you have is not your husband. That is information that Jesus knew by the Spirit of God, a word of knowledge, but the woman had not told her, and the woman that had not told her that, oh, I actually have five, I've had five husbands, I mean my sixth husband, and the man I have is not my husband, he's someone's husband. That is a word of knowledge. So, word of knowledge is information that comes. God wants us to know something that you will not have known unless it was supernaturally defined. So, many times we might easily confuse word of knowledge and word of wisdom, but word of knowledge, remember, is information, is informative. It gives us the facts. It gives us, you know, things that we will not have known. Now, for example, let's say you're going through a problem and you don't know where is the issue. And this is where most what we call prophets of today, they mostly operate in word of knowledge, because God gives them a name. You know, they're speaking to you and they ask you, who is Mary? And then you can say, oh, Mary is my wife. And they say, okay. Is she unwell? Now, that is word of knowledge. It's not necessarily prophecy. I know we often think of prophecy, prophesy, man of God, go deeper. No, those ones are operating in word of knowledge. So word of knowledge is information, is facts. They want to know, they know something. Now, you have to be very careful that it is also a word of knowledge. The Bible tells us that we know in part, we prophesy in part. That means that we don't know things completely. And it's only the Holy Spirit who knows all things. And Him being in our lives, He gives us just a portion of it. So, word of knowledge is information, is facts. But word of wisdom is direction. It gives us what to do. So whenever you get a word of knowledge, you will know something. Like, let's say you'll just say, I know that I need to go, but or maybe to move from now. But word of wisdom is direction. Do this now, start in the morning, go at this time, and come back, and you will know the way. So God is very keen about giving us information, giving us word of knowledge. And maybe let me give another example of word of knowledge. Remember Ananias and Sapphira in Acts chapter 5. They came, they sold money, they sold land, and they hid it. And then after they brought the money to the church, they lied to Peter that this was the money they sold the land for. Then Peter asked them, is this the exact money that they sold? They said yes. Then Ananias, when he lied, Peter told him, why did you choose to lie to the Holy Spirit? Because of this, Ananias died on the spot and he was buried. And later on, his wife came and Peter asked her, the wife of Ananias, is this the amount of money that you sold the land? And Sapphira said, yes. And she also died. Peter said, the same legs and hands that carried your husband and buried him are the same ones that will carry you also. Now, there is no way that Peter would have known the price of the land or would have known that Ananias and Sapphira decided to lie, only if it was revealed by the Holy Spirit. So many times we can easily confuse the word of knowledge or the word of wisdom, but know for certain that this is given by the Holy Spirit. This is not something that you learned in a book. This is not something that you have researched. This is inspiration that comes from the Holy Spirit. So, for example, you don't know, maybe you're trying to think, and God gives you a scripture. That is a word of knowledge. Now, that word is what will give you direction and give you faith. Now, just about this gift of the Holy Spirit, there is a way that we usually classify them. We usually classify them into, there are 9 gifts, but we classify them into 3. We classify them into gifts of revelation, we classify them into gifts of power, and we classify them into gifts of speech or the vocal gifts. Now, the gifts of revelation are word of wisdom, word of knowledge, and discerning of spirits or distinguishing of spirits. And then the gifts of power are faith, miracles, and healings. Then the gifts of speech are gifts of tongues, gifts of interpretation of tongues, and prophecy. Now, so today we've been able to look at word of wisdom and word of knowledge, and then by the grace of God, tomorrow we can also look at distinguishing of spirits or the discerning of spirits. So, as I said, just to take us back, the gifts are given by God to everyone. It is God who chooses who he gives the gifts. The gifts of God, number 2, they make us supernatural. That means it is not a natural thing. Remember, this is not something that you learned in a book. This is something that comes from the Holy Spirit. So it is supernatural. And it, remember when we spoke about in the teaching yesterday in church about when Saul received the Holy Spirit, when he was anointed, he was turned into another man. That means he was turned into a supernatural man. That is what the Holy Spirit does. He makes you and I supernatural. You become anointed and you have something that is greater than a man, a normal man. And also, these gifts, remember, it is a manifestation. That means it is evidence of the Holy Spirit in your life. And it is for the profit of all. God gives you these manifestations, not just for your benefit alone, but also for the benefit of the church. So God has a purpose why he gives each and every one of us this gift. So today we've looked at 2 gifts, word of wisdom and word of knowledge. And then tomorrow, by the grace of God, we'll continue and be able to answer that. So if there are questions, my brothers, you are welcome. I'll stop here for today. pray for them.
The moment I think is clear. Just waiting to know the difference, knowledge and wisdom. We have explained knowledge because maybe tomorrow we'll see what wisdom means and then what the difference is. But yeah, thanks, no additions for my side.
So just to clarify, word of knowledge is information. Word of wisdom is direction. That's the difference. So word of knowledge is facts. Huh? Like when Jesus, like Jesus knowing the woman had, you know, five husbands, you know, that is knowledge. Wisdom is go and do this. Go and wash in the pool, you know, get out of the land and you will receive your healing. So that those are the two differences. Wisdom is knowing what to do. Direction, huh? Word of knowledge is information. So these are gifts supernaturally. So that is the difference. Word of knowledge is information. Word of wisdom is direction. Wisdom is profitable to direct. Yeah. Okay. Ashek, do you have any question? Okay, if there are no questions, we are going to pray and then we'll close it for today. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your grace and power. Thank you for giving us wisdom. Thank you for giving us knowledge. Thank you for helping us to understand your scriptures today and indeed to know that these are supernatural gifts that you've given us, that you have given to the church. And by, you know what we need to do, you know what we needed, and daily we need wisdom. Indeed, we need wisdom. Each and every one of us needs wisdom from your Spirit, and I pray that you grant us wisdom, that we know what to do, how to conduct our lives, oh God. And indeed, where we are in darkness, where we are walking without knowledge, I pray that you give us light. Give us knowledge of things that we do not know, things that are hidden, oh God. Reveal things that are for our benefit, oh God, where we need to correct our steps. I pray that you reveal it, oh God. I pray that all these manifestations of the Spirit shall be alive in our lives, oh God. We ask you for the anointing. We ask you for oil. We ask you for grace. I commit our lives before you, that you go ahead of us, protect us, watch over us, keep and sustain us, oh God. Be our shield and our portion. We return all the glory to you, O God, for the blessings of life, the blessings of today, the blessings of family and children, that, Lord, health, it is your hand, your power, and your presence to keep, direct, and watch over us. Even as we go ahead to do our various businesses and works today, go ahead of us, protect and watch over us. We pray all this in Jesus' name. We pray and believe. Amen. 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 Okay.